The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
It's six questions on the greatest kid hockey team to ever hit the ice, the Mighty Ducks, as picked by Patreon subscriber Luke McKay. This is Trivia with Buds. Be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Finally, out of the old house we used to rent and into the new house completely. Man, that is a weight off my shoulders. It's been a crazy last 10 days or so. So thanks for bearing with me on the podcast and social media with all the stuff I've had going on. It's our seventh rental property since 2008 when the wife and I graduated from college. We've had three apartments and four houses since then. So this will be the last rental house. That's what I just named the Wi-Fi, last rental ever. And the next one we will own for sure. That's the big plan. Thanks for being part of the upwards climb towards owning a house someday through the magical world of hosting trivia. If you like playing trivia, if you like going and doing the pub quiz on the weekly at your local watering hole, this is the show for you. There's a little something for everybody. We've done over 400 episodes of the show that you can go back and check out. And if there's ever a certain topic you're wondering if I did, just Google it and my name. You could say Trivia with Buds, The Mighty Ducks, for example, anytime after today. And today's episode should come up on a Google search. Got some really good SEO for this show and everything I do, so it's easy to find stuff. If there's a certain topic, just give it a nice keyword search and you should be able to come across it. I'm getting rid of a lot of old clothes and shirts and things like that. If you want some cool stuff, you can follow me on Facebook and just search Ryan Buds on Facebook. Add me as a friend and look at all the cool stuff. I'm posting things in the marketplace on there, and all of it's free shipping for the most part. So if there's a certain shirt or sweatshirt or jacket that you're like, ooh, that's pretty sweet in the pop culture world, hit me up. Sold a few things last week and always selling some more. I'm collecting a ton of new shirts from all the breweries that I do trivia at. So I'm trying to switch things up and get some new shirts in my wardrobe. Lots of weird pop culture news I saw in the last couple days. I'll just kind of go through it real quick. The Aladdin trailer came out the other night. That looks like a real snooze, except for the amazingly ridiculous Will Smith genie at the end, where he's like, oh, come on, you never heard of a genie? It's like the exact what you would imagine it to be, but somehow even worse. Jafar looks like a 14-year-old boy. And I don't know. I don't have high hopes for that one. Although it is directed by Guy Ritchie, I think. So you never know. He does some good stuff. The Frozen 2 trailer came out. My kids watched it 10 times, and it just came out today. Just nonstop watching it. I don't think the trailer even shows too much. I think it's like a teaser for a trailer. But that'll be exciting, I guess. Frozen 2. Nintendo Direct is going on today, and there's supposedly a brand new Yoshi's Crafted World demo out today. If you have a Switch, go look for it. It might be up there. And a bunch of other new things. A lot of Final Fantasy related news. I think number 7's coming to the Switch. Mario Maker 2, things like that, if you play the Switch. And another little tidbit I saw is that there's going to be an AMC Netflix Breaking Bad movie sequel starring Jesse Pinkman. And I also saw an animated Batman and Ninja Turtles collaboration. So they've done a comic book before, but now there's going to be a animated short or movie or something like that. So a lot of crazy news that I have not dived too deep into, but just some quick headlines for you if you like pop culture. It's a lot of cool stuff, but today's episode dives into one of the coolest sports movies for kids of all time, and that's The Mighty Ducks. I found these questions on a website called Funtime Trivia, so you can see more questions about the whole trilogy over there. Just search Mighty Ducks Trilogy Trivia. You should come across it if you're ever so inclined. We got six of those questions coming your way. This topic was picked by Patreon subscriber Luke McKay, who always has great taste in trivia topics, and he writes some really good trivia questions for me that we've done, and he's read to me on the podcast before, and he also sent me some good ones about sitcom character nicknames, which I'm using at my live rounds this week, and Luke, I'm plugging you all over the Southern California area that these questions were written by Luke McKay from Australia. I'll record a live version with those questions, so you listeners listeners can play along with that next week. So be on the lookout for that. Thank you, Luke. All right, let's jump into those six questions on the Mighty Ducks right now. Quack, quack, quack. Here we go. All right, Mighty Ducks, question number one. These are all about the first movie. Number one, what offense did Gordon Bombay commit to be forced into community service with coaching the hockey team? Question number one, what offense did Gordon Bombay commit to be forced into community service and coaching that hockey team? Number one. Question number two, which actor plays a character named Charlie Conway? Number two, in The Mighty Ducks, the first movie, what actor plays a character named Charlie Conway? Question number three, what pop star does Connie say she feels like when riding in Bombay's car to the ice rink? Number three, what pop star does Connie say she feels like when riding in Bombay's car to the ice rink? Number three. Question number four, where do the Ducks take Fulton to teach him how to skate? Where do the Ducks take Fulton to teach him how to skate? Number four. Question number five, during what class do the players quack at their principal? What subject in school, what class are the players all quacking at their principal? Number five. And question number six, to win the final game in the film, what is the name of the move Charlie uses to fake out the goalie taught to him by Bombay? Number six, to win the final game in the film, what is the name of the move Charlie uses to fake out the goalie taught to him by Bombay? All right, be back with the answers to the Mighty Ducks questions we just read in just a second. In the meantime, go watch some of the Mighty Ducks cartoon series on YouTube from the 90s. Here we go with the answers to Mighty Ducks trivia. I only did the first movie for this because I thought it'd be fun to maybe do two and three in the future. So this is pretty open-ended, and it was just about the first movie. Let's see how you did. Number one, what offense did Gordon Bombay commit to be forced into community service with coaching the hockey team? That was a DUI, driving under the influence, old Emilio Estevez. I wonder if he's got one of those in real life. Maybe, maybe not. Definitely his brother Charlie Sheen probably has a few of those. Number two, which actor plays a character named Charlie Conway? That's Joshua Jackson Pacey from Dawson's Creek. He's also in, let's see, some other movies with Joshua Jackson. We've got, it's hard to think. Disturbing Behavior, I think he's in that movie. And maybe Cruel Intentions. He's in like all those movies that had like two words like that. And then he was on a Fox show that I forget the name of. Wow, this is not going so good for me remembering Joshua Jackson. Or Urban Legend. Urban Legend, he gets killed. He has the pop rocks scene at the beginning, and then he gets killed. I think he gets hung from a tree or tied to a tree or something like that. Number three, what pop star does Connie say she feels like when riding in Bombay's car on the way to the ice rink? That's Madonna. She says, I feel like Madonna. Number four, where do the Ducks take Fulton to teach him how to skate? They take him to the mall, which is where I learned how to skate as well. Just skating around a mall. Just kidding. I can't really skate. Number five, during what class do the players quack at their principal? That's science class. Remember when you would do that? You just started quacking at your teacher in unison with the whole class. That's always fun to do. I did that in every class. Got the little quack chant going. They were in science class in the movie. Number six, the last question to win the final game. What is the name of that move that Charlie uses to fake out the goalie taught to him by Bombay? That's the triple deke. Triple deke. All right, those are your questions and your answers for Mighty Ducks Trivia. Luke, I hope you nailed all six of those, and other listeners, I hope you did as well. Or maybe you learned something about that first movie. If you haven't seen the movie in a while, maybe you'll go watch it this week or weekend, which is what I want to do after looking up these questions. And if you like the Mighty Ducks, I went to a website and I said, movies like the Mighty Ducks, and it said, if you like the Mighty Ducks, we recommend D2. The Mighty Ducks, Rookie of the Year, Angels in the Outfield, Little Giants, Three Ninjas, Surf Ninjas, Cool Runnings, Mighty Joe Young, The Indian in the Cupboard, and The Rookie. So there's some new ones for you to go check out. I would say all those kind of go together except Mighty Joe Young, probably. I don't really think I've ever seen that. And The Rookie was, I think, too late. That says 2002. I like my nice 90s sports kids movies to stay together in the same decade. So that's just me. Another fun episode of this show was called Fast Food versus Baseball Movies about 2 years back or so. If you want to find that one, search Fast Food Trivia with Buds on Google. You'll find it real quick. I had these two brothers on who were trivia players, and they battled in those topics. So lots of fun stuff to go listen to. And we've also done the Chicago White Sox, if you really like baseball, and Ghostbusters on the very first episode of the show ever with my friends Ken Gar and Nate Weatherup. So a little something for everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.